colleague, Terry Thorsbecken, helped me out with my jam-packed interview schedule at the Miami International Book Fair. Here, Terry speaks with Jeffrey Eugenides.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. I've read about the omens you experienced while writing Middlesex. Did you receive any omens during the process of writing The Marriage Plot?
Unfortunately, I did not have any omens for this book. Middlesex was a book partially about a very superstitious old lady, so I think it almost went with the material that strange things should happen to its author. But The Marriage Plot is more realistic, and my life was more realistic in not having any kind of strange coincidence or omen happen to me during the composition.
Okay. You set The Marriage Plot in the 1980s. Is the concept of the deconstruction of the notion of love time or generation sensitive?
I don't think so, but the book started for me with the sentence, Madeline's love troubles had begun at the time when the French theory she was reading deconstructed the very notion of love. And as soon as I wrote that line, I was back in the 80s, back in college, and I started to remember the heyday of deconstruction when everyone was debating it. So I think the ideas are still lingering, but that was a certain point when they were really at a fever pitch.
Madeline is your main character in The Marriage Plot. Is the process of writing about the thoughts and feelings of women characters more difficult for you than writing about a man's innermost thoughts?
I usually try to distract myself from the fact that I'm writing about a woman. I just think I'm writing about a person. Who is this person? What is she like? What are her likes and dislikes? What is her family like? And I don't think all the time that I'm writing about women or a woman. So that keeps me from any kind of anxiety crippling my progress. I don't find it harder than writing about male characters.
Would your wife agree with that?
Would my wife agree? My wife would not agree with me saying anything about my wife in an interview. That's what I know for sure. So I'll pass on that one.
Interesting. I think I've read a little bit about that. Based on the success of The Marriage Plot, do you have any plans to come back to any of your other abandoned novels? And does your growth as a writer make you see the characters and stories you abandoned in a different light?
Well, I have a number of abandoned novels, most of them abandoned for good reason. I'm not sure that I'll go back to them. The novel that I had to abandon in order to write The Marriage Plot, I was quite sure at that time that I would go back when I finished The Marriage Plot and finished that. I'd worked 2 or 3 years on it before I had to put it away, and the only way I could keep from committing suicide when I actually put it in my drawer was to tell myself, well, I can finish it later. Now, however, having finished The Marriage Plot, I feel like I've moved on to different interests. That book feels a little bit insular to me, and I don't think I'll go back to it. You never know what I'll do in my dotage, but I think that those stillbirths are definitely gone at this point. I'll move on to something new.
Your publisher seems to wish you would sometimes write faster, but actually also write a little bit more. Have you thought about conferring with your fellow professor Joyce Carol Oates on that?
My publisher has actually never told me to write faster. Very patient publisher that I have, perhaps too patient. I work with Joyce Carol Oates and Edmund White, who's also quite prolific. So I'm hoping that it will rub off on me little by little. I have a book of short stories almost finished now, so my next book will be coming out in a more timely fashion than The Marriage Plot. And yes, of course I would. Time's winged chariot is hurrying near. I can hear it, and I would like to publish more often. But the thing I would never do is publish a book just because I think I need to publish something. If I don't have a book that I think is worth people's time, then I don't publish it, because people have a lot of things to read and to do, and I have to wait until my work seems ready and is finished as best I can before I'll publish it. So in a certain way, it's out of my hands. I do work a lot. I write every day, maybe I'm getting the hang of it little by little, and I'll publish more often. But I don't think I'll ever be an Updike or a Joyce Carol Oates.
Is there anything else you'd like to add or tell us today?
Well, considering the fact that I went to bed at 2 a.m. and it's now about 9 a.m., I think I've been doing well, just to tell you what I've told you already. But